Chapter 10. Virus Survivors and Success Stories. Disease sadly brings death. Sometimes hundreds of deaths, sometimes millions. However, while there are obviously many sad stories around the topic of viruses, there are also stories of people who survive. Some are famous and others not so famous. Some continue to make a great success of their lives, and some have even lived through more than one pandemic. Survivors. Some of the most famous leaders in history have been attacked by one or more serious viruses. Queen Elizabeth I of England was just 29 when she caught smallpox, which left her without any hair and with small holes in her face that she spent the rest of her life trying to hide. A popular queen, Elizabeth ruled the country for 44 years despite her illness and died at the age of 69, which was considered very old at the time. The Spanish flu affected several leaders during the First World War. The UK's Prime Minister, David Lloyd George, almost died from the virus. However, the news was hidden from the British public, as it was felt it was more important to stay positive during a time of war. Meanwhile, in Germany, Kaiser Wilhelm II also caught and survived the killer virus. And in Ethiopia, Haile Selassie I, the future leader, became ill and survived. This was at a time when there was a very poor health service in the capital, Addis Ababa, where he lived. Towards the end of the war, US President Woodrow Wilson became so ill, doctors thought he was poisoned. He survived and was able to join the discussion with other leaders that finally ended the war. Winston Churchill, who later became Prime Minister and led the UK during the Second World War, also became ill with the Spanish flu. Sadly, his daughter died from the disease, but his wife, Clementine Churchill, survived. Clementine Churchill worked as her husband's advisor and also became chairman of the Red Cross Aid to Russia Fund during the Second World War, helping to collect £8 million to help Russian people during the war. José Amealpeña, or Pepe to his friends, was 105 in 2020, and is probably the oldest person in Spain to survive the Spanish flu. At 4 years old, Pepe was the only one of his seven brothers and sisters to catch the virus. It was difficult at the time to get good medical care in Spain, and there was little medication to treat the disease. Churches were not allowed to ring their bells, and the church in Luarca, where Pepe lived, closed its doors, as people believed that there were already so many buried there, it could cause a new epidemic. About a quarter of the population of Luarca died from the flu, but Pepe and the rest of his family survived. Pepe has experienced other interesting events during his long life. At the end of the Spanish Civil War, a war between different groups in Spain, he was put in prison by General Franco. According to his family, Pepe escaped by giving his watch to one of the soldiers in the prison. He then walked 20 miles back home to his wife in Madrid. The March of Dimes. US President Franklin Roosevelt survived polio after catching it, not as a child, but at the age of 39. In 1938, he started the National Foundation for Infantile Paralysis to fight against polio. The money collected by the foundation during the birthday balls, special parties to celebrate the president's birthday, was given to researchers to help find a vaccine for the disease. In 1938, the famous radio actor Eddie Cantor started working with big film companies like Warner Brothers and Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer to produce a special radio show called The March of Dimes. The show encouraged the US public to give a dime, a small coin worth 1/10 of a US dollar, or 10 cents, to the foundation. Cantor said, "It will allow all persons, even the children, to show our president that they are with him in this battle against the disease. Nearly everyone can send in a dime or several dimes." Cantor was right, and after the first radio show, the White House got $268,000, around $4.7 million in today's money. From then on, the National Foundation for Infantile Paralysis was called the March of Dimes, and the radio show continued for many years. Over the years, Cantor encouraged other famous people to join him on the show. These included singers like Frank Sinatra, Bing Crosby and Elvis, actors Marilyn Monroe and Grace Kelly, as well as Joe DiMaggio, the baseball player. One of the researchers to get money from the March of Dimes was Jonas Salk, who used it to test the polio pioneers with his new vaccine in 1954. The work of the March of Dimes continues today, and there are over 3 million people across the US working for free, collecting money for several other diseases as well as polio. More recently, in 2016, President Obama agreed the US government should give $1.1 billion to inform people about the Zika virus and a possible epidemic. Mosquitoes carry the virus, but it is also possible to catch it through sex with an infected person. Most infected people will either have no symptoms or very mild symptoms that last between 2 and 7 days. These might be a rash, headache, muscle and back pain, as well as pain behind the eyes. The Zika virus can affect pregnant women. Their babies are born with very small heads and suffer problems with the brain. The man with the iron lung. One of the only people still living in an iron lung today is 74-year-old Paul Alexander. The iron lung is a type of ventilator that helps people breathe. Developed in 1928, it was only meant to be used for 2 weeks to help children get better after polio. In fact, nobody who needed to use an iron lung was expected to live very long. Paul caught the disease in 1952 at the age of 6 during the largest outbreak of polio in the US, where 21,000 children were left with some kind of disability. At first, Paul was treated at home because the hospital near his home was already full and could take no more patients. The little boy was finally taken to hospital, where he woke up one morning to find himself inside a machine that made noises. He could neither speak nor move. He couldn't even cough. He believed he was dead. 18 months later, Paul was taken home, where he lived in the iron lung for 3 years. After this time, he was able to leave the lung for a few hours every day. Paul's mother taught him to read, and he graduated from school at the age of 21 before studying to become a lawyer at the University of Texas in Austin. He then worked for several years as a lawyer, living in a special wheelchair that helped to keep his body straight. Paul writes and can call people on the phone using a special stick like the one his father made for him when he was young. His body has never really grown and is about the size of a child. He suffers from pain in his legs when he is moved, and he often has serious problems breathing. As he is no longer able to live outside of the iron lung, Paul now lives in Clements Hospital in Dallas. Paul had survived polio, but had not expected to have to live through another virus pandemic, COVID-19. Iron lungs in a US hospital, 1950s. HIV/AIDS. In 2017, there were 1.8 million new HIV infections, which is nearly half the number in 1996, when there was the greatest number of new infections. This has mainly been the result of good public health policies across the world that have educated people about the virus and how to avoid it. Although the situation has got better, HIV/AIDS continues to be a serious health problem in some parts of the world. This includes countries in the WHO Africa region, which has over two-thirds of the world's HIV infections. There is no cure, but antiretroviral therapy, ART, protects the immune system by stopping the virus from developing further. Because of ART, HIV patients can now live much longer before developing AIDS. But although 19.5 million people now take ART, in some areas of the world it is still not possible to get it. The UN wants to stop HIV/AIDS spreading by 2030. In order to do this, we need to increase education about the virus and find more ways to prevent, test and treat it. Ebola. Women are often thought to be very important in fighting the spread of disease. The WHO and UN Women, as well as governments in Africa, agree that women are the key to success in managing Ebola. In the Democratic Republic of the Congo, DRC, where Ebola has returned several times, the WHO, together with the Ministry of Health, have introduced new policies. They have organised places, sometimes hotels, where women with Ebola and their families can quarantine if they wish. During the 21 days of quarantine, the people are looked after. There are toys and TV for the children, and they are given several medical checks a day. The women learn about the disease and how to prevent it. When they leave, they can then help others to better understand the disease. A report about Ebola by UN Women asked governments to educate people more about the disease and how to prevent it. The report encourages more women to lead groups to help other women learn about the disease. This might be teaching them how to prepare and keep food safely, or how the disease is transmitted, for example, when feeding their baby. Finally, in areas where Ebola has destroyed the economy, the report suggests women should be encouraged to develop their skills to help rebuild it. Looking to the future. In 2016, the UN introduced goals for the future of the world, the Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs. Goal 3.3 wants to be sure that by 2030, there will no longer be epidemics of the types of viruses found in this book. Since the introduction of the SDGs, there have already been some positive changes. Although it still hasn't reached its final goal, the use of the second measles vaccination, for example, is up to 67%. And in 2019, following an increase in prevention, testing and treatment programs, adult HIV infections in sub-Saharan Africa had fallen by 37%. While we are still unsure about the full effect of COVID-19, what is clear is that governments, international organisations, researchers, pharmaceutical companies and medical professionals must work together in order to create a healthier, safer world. That said, with other viruses like influenza continuing to kill between 300,000 and 500,000 people a year, and a new type of flu transmitted to humans from pigs discovered in 2020, there is clearly still much more that can be done to make the health of the world's population better. Penguin Readers, Viruses and Pandemics, Ros Wright. Level 6, illustrated by Guy Harvey. Series editor Sorrel Pitts, read by Nigel Pilkington. Copyright Penguin Books Limited, 2021.